Look out.
Well, they just discovered the oldest known art on the planet. Some zigzag scratches on a clamshell from 500,000 years ago. This is about 300,000 years earlier than the next oldest masterpiece from the prehistoric era. I guess that zigzag abstract set us artists back, oh, not quite 500,000 years. Presumably the Philistines of the Neanderthal caves weren't ready for avant-garde minimalist renderings at their clam barbecues. A lesson us contemporary aesthetes ought to take to heart. Sure wouldn't want to be responsible for another Dark Ages. And I noticed the Neanderthals have mostly died out. Okay, maybe not died out so much as just kept denouncing art and Western culture. Okay, actually they seem to be making a comeback in the Middle East, parts of Africa, and all of the American South. Kind of a heavy price for a couple lousy scratches on some bivalve shell left in a midden, you ask me. Of course, there will be a boatload of theories why art languished from then until the French cave drawings. Everything from comets hitting the salons of the shell carver showings to Obama's predecessors overreaching their political positions. Art, really not for everybody. Cave renderings in France a while later were a little better received. Realistic animals the Cro-Magnon boys hunted, probably used for target practice with slingshots. Practical art. The Mrs. probably complained, but they didn't have wallpaper yet, and even some animal scribbles probably Martha Stewarted up the damp cave walls. That happily received realism held sway for, well, pretty much into the 20th century. For you art historians, that adds up to about 300,000 years. Or pretty much 99.999% of human existence. That's a lot of painting and sculptures of horses, cute kids, sunsets, and nature scenes. I mean, I can't really get enough either. And so apparently can't the South End, judging by the tourists are cramming up the galleries and boutiques. As the gentleman who sent me a hate letter when we built a decidedly abstract visitor center a decade ago stated vehemently, modern art was dead and relegated to the ash heap of history according to his fellow art professors. And pretty much, my so-called career was too. Or so he hoped. Why, he asked, couldn't I have done a mural of a mountain or a stream, something equally as beautiful as nature? Why, too, couldn't I just go away and spare the island my blighted vision of the world? A good question, Professor. But since you didn't give me a return address, it's one that you apparently weren't interested in hearing a response to. The zigzag man of 500,000 years ago might have had a better answer than mine anyway. But since art beat literature and writing to the historical table, we'll never know, will we? And since I beat the good professor to the finish line, his criticism was a bit too belated to stop the project. He did, however, write a similar complaint to the senior center when he got wind of another contemporary window we'd planned for installation in the entryway. More degenerate art, he might have called it, if Adolf hadn't sullied the description for future critics. Of course, unlike a lot of artists, I'm a bit tone-deaf to criticism. So instead of just a couple of door panels, we doubled down and did the entire front entryway to the center. The professor no doubt was apoplectic, but it didn't destroy the building after all. Jump forward a nanosecond in the human timeline and those abstract shell scribbles are dotting the landscape from the south end of Seattle and Gomorrah and beyond. Someday, no doubt, future archaeologists will pry up remnants of broken glass and marvel that nothing like that has been seen on Earth for a quarter million years. And my guess is they'll probably be thankful. Like my old man always said, you can't please them all.
Look out.